This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on the show today, we have coming up Melton Scott, who is the director of the choral group called Opus 24 in Decatur. It's a project of the Decatur Choral Society. They're giving their spring choral concert a week from tonight in Decatur, of course. And first, we have two of the singers in tomorrow's musical theater cabaret concert on the University of Illinois campus, along with their instructor, Don Harris. And we'll hear some selections that are going to be on that show. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. It's Live and Local today on FM 90.9. For old timers out there, that was Peter Nero, who you might know as a pianist and conductor of the Columbus Symphony, in this performance of the song On My Own from Les Miserables, music by Claude-Michel Schoenberg. And that is one of the songs not played on the piano that will be, although I guess the accompaniment will be played on the piano, that will be sung at the Musical Theater Cabaret Concert at the University of Illinois in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30 at Smith Memorial Hall, upstairs in the memorial room. It's a small space, and they tell me it sold out last year. So if you're interested, get there early, and be sure you get your seat because it's free. So that makes it much more easy to get in. And we have with us Don, what is your technical role here? You're a lecturer in voice and music theater, or tell me the state of the music theater program of sorts.
I'm actually an instructor.
Instructor,
The website needs to be updated.
What does it
I've
say?
Had a promotion.
What does it call you now?
Lecturer, but
instructor is up from lecturer.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well then, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm actually the coordinator of an open studies program in musical theater. It was handed to me when I came in 2005. And basically, it's a program, not an actual degree in the School of Music. And it's for those singers that want to be in the School of Music but don't necessarily want to take the complete classical vocal route. So we've come up with a creative program, and John Deal right here to my left is one of our students. And
which people can clearly see, of course.
That you can clearly see. No, but he can talk a little bit more about it. But basically, they take the core music courses, and they also get into acting courses and dancing classes, and then they don't have to take the foreign language and diction and pedagogy that a vocal performance major does.
But they come out with a Bachelor of Music,
mm-hmm.
or Bachelor of Arts.
Yes.
Bachelor
of Music.
Is that what you're going to have?
Yes.
Yeah, John, so you're at the end of the program.
Pretty close,
yeah. How's your dancing coming?
Oh, you know it's coming. I actually have a tap dance showing recital kind of for the end of the class today.
Seriously,
later today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, too bad this isn't television. We'd make you do something.
Well, I can tap it out maybe. No.
Probably not in your sneakers. No,
well, you know, it would sound a little rough, but maybe.
Sneakers on carpet won't have the same effect.
Not
as
quite.
Taps
not
on
quite
wood.
The same, but.
Yeah. Well, so talk a little bit about the program as you've experienced it. Did you come into it intending to do this particular program?
Well, I didn't come to the U of I intending to do that program. I started in as a French horn major.
And I forgot that.
Yeah. I played for you way, way back. In the East,
in the,
CU East, whatever
yeah.
it was. Yeah, as a French horn, I think fourth horn. But anyways, I came in as a French horn major, transferred as a junior into this music open studies program with Professor Harris, and take private lessons with Professor Harris, which is, I think, most students in the open studies do, and She's pretty much covered it. You take the core music just like everyone else does, like music theory and music history and that kind of thing, but you don't go into the foreign language and stuff that the vocal performance majors get into. And then you take dance classes and acting classes. Like, pretty much just acting over in theater is all that's required of you. And you... and you take the dance classes... ballet, tap, and jazz, which you're required to take.
And you get in as many shows as you can,
Just do as many shows as you can. That's the dream.
Somebody told me at some point, Don, that you're encouraging people, students in the program, to audition for shows outside of the School of Music, and they can get credit for that?
Yeah. For instance, I just had Bobby McNeely is another Open Studies student, and he just played Nathan Detroit in the IUB's production of Guys and Dolls. So I was able to give him an independent study 3 credit hours for that. Because I went to see it, and I helped him, you know, with his role a little bit.
Because there's not that many musicals at the U of I.
Right.
They've started to have them now. But that's technically in the opera program.
Yes.
So those guys are going to get first dibs probably, since they have the big voices, if that's what you're after.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Julia Skeggs is also with us. You're a second-year acting major.
Yes.
So you're in the theater department.
Mm-hmm.
And does that kind of overlap with this program also, or that's just completely independent and you're just doing this particular concert?
I am a music minor. I started off trying to double major theater and music, and I decided that I wanted to focus more on theater. But I loved the being involved with the cabaret so much that I've decided to just keep on going with it. And I don't think of it as a class. It's more of a hobby, and it's just so much fun working with these kids on it.
And you get credit for it, though.
I do. Yeah. I do get credit for it. So, yeah. You know, and it helps with fulfill my music minor. So,
what does cabaret mean, really? What is a cabaret song? What makes a cabaret song? And I don't mean the show, the musical, which was just here, wasn't it? Or is it about to be here?
It was
at the University
just here.
Of
just
yeah. here, yeah. I think it, you know, embodies like a popular style of a more laid back, relaxed recital atmosphere. Showcasing more popular songs, maybe traditionally, but we're using that term to just present our musical theater pieces because we don't really block them out. They pretty much stand there or sit there kind of in cabaret staging style and perform their pieces. So this whole thing is part of an independent study. It's technically Music 199. And the students have to prepare 1 or 2 pieces and then do a couple little research projects for me. And their final is this cabaret concert.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to have an audience for their final project.
Exactly.
That's the nice thing about being involved in music, theater, and dance and things like that. But I usually think of a cabaret setting as having food and drink, but there will be none of that, I imagine.
No.
Or maybe afterward.
Kind of using cabaret as like a just term for a more intimate than a recital atmosphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be very intimate in the memorial room.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
We're talking about the musical theater cabaret concert tomorrow night at Smith Memorial Hall. It's on the second floor. The memorial room is in the northeast corner of the building, I think, if my directions are right.
Yes.
7:30, and it's free, and it's a small space, not very many seats there, so you want to get there. There's a lot of songs on the show, and how many singers involved?
We have about 20 singers, mm-hmm. I want to say. Yeah.
And, excuse me, we're going to hear a sample of that. What did we pull up here? First.
The Pandemonium from the...
I Love You song.
I Love You song.
From Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's doing the... Are you one of you doing these? Doing this?
No, neither of us. But
set this song up for us if you can.
All right. Well,
I can't.
It's toward the end of the musical, and the musical is just about... It's kind of a vignette of like scenes of going through a bunch of contestants... adults playing children at a spelling bee, and this is towards the end, and it's one girl who's neither of her parents came to the spelling bee, and now she's one of the finalists, and she's wondering how she'll get to go on to the nationals without a chaperone.
Those
without
rotten
a parent.
Parents.
Yeah.
What's the matter with them? Is that explained at some point? You don't really.
She
have
explains
to answer
it
that.
Earlier in the show, but her mom is off in India or something, and her dad is mad about it. Or I don't quite know.
Right. Here we go. Is this from Broadway cast or something? Do we know?
Yeah, the original Broadway cast, I believe.
From Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Live and Local.
Miss Ostrovsky, chimerical.
May I have a definition?
It means unreal, imaginary, visionary, wildly fanciful, highly unrealistic.
Shanti and Om. I think he takes out on me what he wants to take out on you. Mama, 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 how I wish you were.
The I Love You song from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Live and Local. That's one of the songs that's going to be on the Broadway Cabaret, a music theater cabaret, tomorrow night at 7:30 at Smith Hall on the University of Illinois campus. Put on by folks in the music theater program at the U of I, but there's also some who aren't in that program, such as one of our guests today, Julia Skeggs, who's actually in the acting program, and Dawn Harris is their professor for this. And Dawn, are there a fair number of people who are not in the theater program, the music theater program specifically, on this concert?
Yes, we have a number of vocal performance majors who joined our ranks this semester, as well as almost all of the open study students, which I think we've got nearly 10 in the program at any one time, any semester. We even have, interesting enough, a clarinet major, music ed. Yes, that's right, clarinet. I asked her last night. And she actually has a really good voice. But the thing is she stood very stiffly. Probably because she's used to being, you know, in a band.
Instrumental.
Instrumental. I said, you can move a little more if you want.
Does she study clarinet with your husband?
No, she's with a TA.
Oh,
so,
I was
going to
say,
that
he can do something about that.
I know.
David Harris is a clarinet professor at U of I.
Yeah, and let's see. We've got, we have some non-majors. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the girls, Molly Sheehan, she's been the lead in the last two IUB shows and is, you know, in my opinion, a fabulous singer. I'm really enjoying her a lot.
She was probably on this show before. Was she in Guys and Doll?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was probably here. I'm trying to remember the name.
I think she was.
IUB Line I Union Board, for those not into the up on the lingo around here. And they do a couple of shows every year on the U of I campus. I should mention that our program today on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Danville Symphony Orchestra, presenting Lights, Camera, Action this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Danville High School Auditorium. The program will feature classic movie music. More information is available from the Symphony office at 443-5300. And I'll add that that program also featuring the pianist Rich Ridenour, who I think we're going to have on our show on Friday. At least we're working to trying to work that out. What do we have queued up next here from the show? The last 5 years. I don't know this show.
Oh, last 5 years. It's wonderful. It's written by Jason Robert Brown. It's a one act musical kind of a thing. It's about a 5 year relationship between this couple, and the woman goes chronologically backwards to the relationship while the husband goes forward, and they're never together on the stage ever. But the one time that they do sing a song together is a song that I have given you, which is called The Last 10 Minutes, where he proposes to her.
Wait a minute. I saw this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go.
A couple of summers ago at Cranert.
Well,
it's right.
Just two people, right?
Or, just two people.
Yeah. No, a couple of people did it over at Smith Hall in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm trying to remember their names. It was really quite nice. Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Because I'll be able to come up with one of them at least. But in any event, well, yeah, I saw that show. Let's see if I recognize the song. It's the next 10 minutes from the last 5 years mm-hmm. here on Live and Local. One of the shows, one of the songs on the theater cabaret concert tomorrow night at 7:30.
The sky, or just sit and wait as the time ticks by, and if we make it till then, can I ask you again?
The next 10 minutes from the musical The Last 5 Years, and Morgan Dietkes was the person one person we were trying to think of who was in the show version of that show that I saw, and I haven't remembered the guy. I haven't come up with it. But in any event, for those of you who know Morgan, that was not her singing, but we were talking earlier that I had seen that show and didn't remember that I had seen that show until Julia Skaggs' description of it. So nicely done. Julia is one of my guests here in this portion of Live and Local with John Deal, both of them at the University of Illinois in this concert tomorrow night of musical theater songs at Smith Memorial Hall in the Memorial Room upstairs. A free program at 7:30, and they brought their professor with them, or she's brought them, I guess, Dawn Harris. And you were just telling me that the person who's going to sing this next song as we wrap up here is already making it big, just out of nowhere.
Yes, the next piece we're going to hear is How Could I Ever Know from the musical Secret Garden, music by Lucy Simon. And it will be sung by Wendy Muir, who I believe is a junior?
I think she'll be a junior standing.
Is she related to Adelaide?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. She's the younger sister of Adelaide Muir, who... Everybody knows
she's doing pretty well for herself, soprano. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know what the family did to these girls, but they are both amazing singers. Wendy is also a cellist. So last year she was not on campus because she was in the national tour of the revival of Sweeney Todd, the version that every character played an instrument. I didn't see it, but she said she just went on a whim to the audition up in Chicago, and she got called back on the short list for Joanna, the soprano lead. And come to find out from her story that they called her and said, oh, no, we had someone else in mind already. Well, I guess after deliberation, they actually told the girl that they had cast, I'm sorry, but we found someone else, and they put Wendy in. So yeah, I believe she's already got equity. I'm not sure. I'm sure she does, but she's in our program, and she's more of what I would like to call a legit soprano. She's not a belter. So this next piece is just perfect for her. Very beautiful song about, regrets that this wife has that she's passed on to the other side. So she's singing to her husband, Dr. Craven, about, you know, how could I know that my passing would hurt you so much?
And she's actually dead.
Yes, she's actually dead.
So we had some folks on for the Secret Garden for one of the area productions a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago, I guess. And I don't think this was one of the songs they did, but we did talk about that. Among the other shows that are going to be represented on this concert tomorrow, Guys and Dolls, Street Scene, Chorus Line, Little Shop of Horrors, Once on This Island, there's lots more, Wicked, Little Women, lots of shows represented. I think you said 20 singers going to be involved. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I should try to get there. But you scheduled it on choir night in Champaign-Urbana, so all these singers who are either going to skip out on their choirs and make their choir directors unhappy or make you unhappy and not go. But it's still a small space, so do get there early if you want to get a seat. 7:30 tomorrow night, Dawn Harris, with John Deal and Julia Skeggs. Thanks very much for coming to the show.
Thank you.
And it's music from The Secret Garden here on Live and Local. Stay tuned for Milton Scott of Opus 24 and the Decatur Choral Society in just a few minutes. How Could I Ever Know from the musical Secret Garden, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's one of the songs to be sung on the Musical Theater Cabaret Concert tomorrow night, 7:30, Smith Memorial Hall at, free concert, 7:30, in Urbana. And next, we have another vocal concert, a choral concert, that is going to be a week from tonight in Decatur. At the First United Methodist Church, the Decatur Choral Society presenting the Opus 24 Spring Choral Concert. And back on the show, I think for his third appearance, is Milton Scott, who's the director of the group. Not quite the founding director, as I recall, but pretty close to it.
Very close, within about a month.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that it was that close.
Yeah, well, it was pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And you brought along some more music that the Opus 24 has done over the years. Is there a particular theme to this concert? I mean, I know it has a title.
It has a title, but not a particularly cohesive theme. I don't do really theme concerts, but the last piece of the concert, which is called Together in Song, is a new piece by Gwyneth Walker.
Oh, I've done some music of hers, actually.
Yes, and it's based on the Gospel Plow, and it's for percussion and brass quintet and keyboard. And it's just the whole message just kind of grabs you, and I decided, well, that's what we'll call it, Together in Song, and it works out just great.
And I would think that's a constant theme with the group.
It is. It is. It's not only Together in Song musically, but song being sort of a catch-all word for just being together in the world, and it's really a great number.
And remind me, how many singers in Opus 24?
Basically 40. As a community chorus, it varies, you know, sometimes semester 38, 41, but 40 is really where we are at.
How much of a social organization is it, besides, you know, the working rehearsals?
Well, we're not, we don't meet every week to gather socially. I mean, the social time is really our performance time. We do have a number of people that like to gather socially, I suppose, after rehearsals and whatever. But we just did have actually a nice social time. We just got done with a three-day tour to Peoria and Des Moines, Iowa, and found that there is a social side to our group that I didn't know, which is good.
Well, that's one of the reasons that so many groups say they do tours, whether it's a school group of one kind or another, or a professional group, or youth orchestra, or whatever, is that it really does get people to know each other.
It does. And when you're on a bus for that length of time, it's really great. We didn't get to take everybody. Eight people could not go, but the ones that did go and sang and again, were social, we did have a very good experience. It was fun.
Well, that's partly what I was thinking with the together yep. in song part is the, you know, enjoying each other's company.
Yes.
Which, you know, which I imagine, are you an autocrat in rehearsals so that, you know, people just shut up and sing or do you allow a certain amount of levity or what?
Oh, well, I suppose you could call it a humorous autocrat. I'm not a dictator, but I do run the rehearsals, but we do have a lot of fun. In rehearsals, and we do make it so that they want to learn their music and sing it well and take a lot of pride in the group. But we do have, and we have some funny people in our group, too, that sort of urge me on.
So you allow them the occasional...
I do.
...moment of lightness there. Well, you brought along some recordings from past performances. This one just very recent, looks like.
Yes, actually, the one you're going to hear is from our fall concert, which actually was more of a Christmas concert from this last year, last fall. And that would be the John Levitt. I think that was the third piece on the program, if I'm
that
correct.
It's the third piece on the, well, it's the fourth piece on the CD. After
right,
the,
actually, we had the flute choir,
yeah,
too. Yes, that was great. And so these are recorded in the, at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Decatur, a very large space. So,
Gloria in Excelsis Deo, the name of this piece. It's Opus 24 under the direction of Milton Scott. They're giving their spring concert a week from tonight in Decatur. It's live and local. Music by John Levitt, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, sung by Opus 24 at their spring concert, their fall concert. It was nearly winter concert last November. St. Patrick, I have a little trouble speaking today. St. Patrick Catholic Church in Decatur. Milton Scott, the director of that performance and the director of the group, and my guests on this half of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And I imagine that Opus 24 invites folks from many communities to join the group whenever there happens to be openings.
Yes. Actually, we do have, I mentioned this before, and things actually haven't changed that much, but we do have two members from in our choir from the Champaign-Urbana community, one from Bloomington, and then several from around the area, Taylorville. And we like that, and it's nice that they drive that far. They think it's worthwhile enough to drive, and we love to have them.
Well, it's a nice endorsement.
Yes, it is.
You're doing songs in a number of different languages, including Hebrew and French. Latin is extremely standard, particularly in the sacred choral tradition. But how difficult or challenging has the group found the French and the Hebrew?
Well, it's challenging because my French and Hebrew is not very strong, but that's the nice thing about our community is that we can use reference people. I had two people in our group help with the French when we did Iliné, and then we have someone who is a minister, and he is on the faculty at Millikan who is does read and can speak Hebrew, and so he helped us with the Hebrew in the folk songs or any other thing that we want to do in that may have some phrases or whatever. So it's really good. And same thing with the German. Someone might step forth and say, this is a particular dialect of German and we need to fix something. And so I'm never too proud to say, I would like some help on this and bring them in and talk to the group with it.
In my choir, we always have a couple of people who are quite ready to correct something that
I
haven't gotten right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. A plethora of professionals out there. Yes.
Well, no, but I mean, and they're often very knowledgeable,
sure.
More so than I am. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to just say, at least I do, and maybe you do the same thing, if there's something where there's, particularly if two people who are coaching you from the choir don't agree with each other, mm-hmm. You've got to make a decision. Okay, we're just going to do it this way. Let's move on.
Yes, that's right. We have to find a compromise or something. But that's the way it works.
Well, when you have when it is a community group, especially, you've got people who are knowledgeable in so many different areas of life.
Of course, yes. And I've even had someone. I had someone email me the source of the text, the complete source of the text of one of the pieces we were doing. I knew what it was, what we were singing, but I didn't realize what had previously gone before it. And so we shared it with the choir and how much sense it had made, you know, and that's really good that people care enough about what they are singing to take care with the texts.
Well, sure. I mean, I think it's easy when you're, at least when I'm leading a group, to almost forget that there are words. I mean, I'm always
correct.
Trying to get the group to, you know, sing the words. Yeah. But, you know, if it's in another language, I tend to forget too often to actually, here's the translation, this is what we're actually
right.
singing.
There's a good example of that. We're doing a Randall Thompson double choir piece, Pueri Ebreorum, which is the Hebrew children all ran into the streets of Jerusalem crying and shouting, Hosanna, and it's in Latin. Well, if you just sang it, I mean, you just sing it, but we gave them the translation, and we asked them to write in certain words where certain phrases were, so that when they sang, they would know that they are, when they are shouting in Latin, that's what they're doing. And so it gave a little more impetus to making them sing with just a little bit more meaning to the text.
Well, when you say puere ebreorum, they just think, oh, this is serious Latin stuff.
What, yeah.
You're talking about kids running around.
Right, right. Yeah, and we were talking about little kids in the street, and I talked with a college choir director about it, and I said, I need to think a little bit about this tempo. And he said, well, he's never done the piece. And I said, well, you know, it's children and shouting. They're not just going to walk into the street. So I decided to pick up the tempo of what I thought it Randall Thompson might be using, and wow, it just made a big difference. I said to the choir, these are children running in the street shouting. So it's...
And it helped,
It helped immensely. Yeah. It helped the pitch as well. Double
which,
benefit.
Which may also tell you that maybe Thompson had that in mind.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because, right. What do we have next? This is from... 2 years ago.
Is this the Earth Song?
Yeah.
Earth Song is a piece by Frank Tekeli. He is primarily a band composer, but it's a really gorgeous song. And it just talks about the Earth being in pain from many different sources, and yet music makes things beautiful and eases the pain of the world.
From the Opus 24 Spring Concert in 2008. Milton Scott directing, music by Frank Tekeli here on Live and Local. kind of nice in a performance where you have that hesitation at the end of a quiet piece to clap, because it, I mean, I guess it could mean two things. It could mean, is it over? I don't know. Or what you hope it means is they were sufficiently moved by it that nobody wants to just yet.
Well, that was one of the pieces I had the words in the program to for them to ponder over to, because it ends with the word peace on a lovely E major chord, and it is one that you kind of don't want to break the mood.
Sure. Music by Frank DeKelly called Earth Song from the Opus 24 2008 Spring Concert, directed by Milton Scott, and they're about to give their 2010 Spring Concert a week from tonight at First United Methodist Church in Decatur, corner of Church and North Streets. And the two CDs we've played so far both were recorded at St. Patrick Catholic Church, mm-hmm. which obviously has a lovely acoustic.
It does.
How is it at First Methodist?
They're very, very good acoustics. We have this very high dome, but the audience is more intimate. It's more of in a circle, a semicircle, and it's so the audience is right there. But the acoustics are great, and actually we have made some recordings there as well.
More intimate at First Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually think of a Methodist church as being a domed church.
Well, I know, but it has this wonderful high dome that really lets music resound, so it's good.
And I assume you choose locations with acoustics primarily in mind.
Primarily with acoustics and also seating, because we need to seat somewhere between 500 and 550 people.
Really? That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's great to be able to accommodate that many, or to be able to attract that many as well.
That's
I mean.
True, yeah.
And if you're going to attract, you might as well accommodate.
That's right. You might as well make them comfortable.
That's right, or you're going to have to start doing two performances of everything. Do you ever run out concerts, you know, do it in Decatur and then do one somewhere else?
Well, not generally, but this time we have, because we just got back on this tour and we've actually sung most of our concert three times.
So you're well warmed up.
And they've mentioned, though, that they feel very comfortable about doing some things that ordinarily, if it were tomorrow night, they would still be a little on edge. So I don't want them to feel too comfortable, but it is nice to have performed it a couple of times.
They've probably got some of the butterflies out, and they know
right.
that it's the nerves of that first or one and only performance are probably not there.
That's correct.
Which would be very nice.
Right.
We were just talking while we were listening about repeating oneself as a programmer. You and I seem to be both of the same mind. We don't like to repeat ourselves too much. But, I mean, because there is so much choral music out there. It's constantly being written.
Yeah, it's constantly being written or re-performed in some different way. And there are some pieces that I would just like to hear, and that's why some of the people joined this choir, because they like to sing some things that aren't sung anymore in the choral world.
For example?
Well, I just use a piece like, there's a song by Paul Chris Johnson called My Song in the Night. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece, but it isn't done that much anymore. It's sort of, people have moved on from a certain style. And when I do pull that out, people love to sing it. And then they say, oh, I really miss that piece. Or the audience say, wow, it's nice to hear that again.
Yeah. The piece we're going to go out with is probably not one of those. I imagine more recently written.
Right. It's by Bob Chilcott, former King singer.
Oh, was he? I didn't know that.
I think, yes, and he does a lot of arranging. Now he's just writing. And this is from, this is called Come to the Great World. From a set called, I think it's called I See Creation.
I Share Creation.
I Share Creation. Mm-hmm. And the words are, in this one, written by an anonymous Alaskan native. And it just celebrates the coming of the light after the long season of darkness.
Well, I know you said at the outset that you don't usually do themed programs, but there seems to have been a theme running on this concert, for at least part of it.
There was, and it sort of hit me after I'd programmed all of the music. I think we did Heavenly Light.
And The Heavens Are Telling, and
yes.
Blue Skies even
yes,
for Erling
yes,
Berlin.
Yes, we did talk about some kind of theme, which was kind of ironic because the place where we sang was unusually dark, but it worked very well.
Well, Milt Scott, thanks very much for joining us again on the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And best of luck with the concert. Again, it's the Opus 24 Spring Choral Concert next Tuesday evening, May 11th, 7:30, First United Methodist Church in Decatur. And if somebody wants to get tickets, how do they go about it?
They're at most of the big downtown churches, the Decatur Arts Council, and all of the Opus members have them. Of course, you'd have to know who they are, but most of the downtown churches, and I say the Arts Council, have them.
And there's some information on the website as well, Decatur Opus, DecaturOpus.com. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
And it's music by Bob Chilcott, Come to the Great World, from his collection, or his set, I Share Creation, sung by Opus 24, led by Milton Scott.